You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Switching up your wardrobe for the new season? ASOS is the only online fashion destination you need. And right now, new customers get 22% off with code PODLOVE. ASOS has more than 850 fashion brands, including exclusive labels ASOS Design and Topshop, plus legendary brands you know and love. Whether you want to refresh your denim lineup or need an outfit for a special occasion, ASOS has you covered. Head over to ASOS now for 22% off with code PODLOVE. That's P-O-D-LOVE. Offer ends September 28th. Terms apply. Visit ASOS.com to find out more.
In our last program, we listened to Irish storyteller Eddie Lenihan's tale of a man who ended up refereeing a hurling match between two belligerent teams of fairy folk. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
And it was in the second half he noticed that one of the teams was stronger than the other, and they began to pull ahead.
Well, our man was afraid of alienating the teams who'd just spent the first half of their match trying to annihilate each other. Up to this point, they'd mostly ignored his efforts at refereeing.
So he said, this is getting out of hand, because he knew, you see, that if one of these teams lost, what were the losers going to do to him? So he had to make this game a draw. And finally, desperation, he blew up for a foul penalty, and it wasn't a penalty at all, but he had to make it a penalty now, so hoping that they'd score and equalise. So, of course, they gathered around, what the fuck do you mean, your penalty? Shut up, he says, I'm the ref here. And for the first time, they calmed down. Then you think, God almighty, why didn't I talk up for myself before now and assert my authority? But there was quietness, and he says, take the penalty. And he was hoping now that the man would score a goal or else he was in trouble. And your man lined up anyway, picked up the ball, and in it went, and goal. And a big cheer, of course. And even though he said there was 4 or 5 minutes still left, a couple of minutes after that, he blew up time, finished the game before they'd score again, now that they were equal. And of course, they gathered around him. What in the name of God is wrong with you? Shut in time and all. There's time left yet. He said, look, I'm the ref here. If you want somebody else to ref your game, why don't you get somebody else? And they're muttering and growling and snarling. But then one of the captains stepped forward, waved his hand, quietened the crowd. A great night's work, he said. That was the best game we had in the last 300 years.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. You can hear more of Eddie's stories on his podcast, Tell Me a Story with Eddie Lenihan. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.